This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. Now to the question of what tech companies must do when they come across users behaving illegally. And a quick warning, this next story involves subject matter that might not be appropriate for kids or sensitive listeners. If that's you, please join us again in about 3 minutes. Google has a policy of scanning user email for evidence of child sexual abuse. Last week, the company sent a tip to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Google says it had evidence that a Houston man was emailing explicit images of an underage girl to a friend. Authorities acted on the tip, got a search warrant, and allegedly found child pornography on the man's tablet and his phone. The apprehension of an alleged abuser is a positive outcome, but did Google's actions cross any lines? Stephen Balcom is the founder and CEO of the Family Online Safety Institute. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Google says it was following the law. What is the law in cases like this?
That they are to report images of child sexual abuse, and they have done so along the same lines that most in the industry are now doing.
So this is a legal responsibility of all big companies. Is there debate over whether this kind of monitoring is appropriate?
Well, let's do a couple of things. Monitoring and scanning are two quite different things. What's happened in this case is the child sexual abuse images were known. In other words, there are many images out there that are swapped and traded amongst pedophiles, but in some cases they have watermarks on them using a technique called PhotoDNA that was developed by Microsoft. And the computers, the servers at Google picked that up, and that led to Google handing this over to NCMEC.
Where is the line drawn? If Google found evidence that someone was plotting a robbery, would it intervene?
The simple answer to that is no. They don't scan for illegal activity, robbing a bank or trying to commit a murder or some such thing, because they're not scanning content in that way.
Google's chairman, Eric Schmidt, wrote an op-ed in the Daily Mail newspaper late last year about child pornography. In it, he said the company had, quote, put more than 200 people to work developing new state-of-the-art technology to tackle the problem. It sounds like a real commitment on the part of Google?
I would say so, and across the industry. I mean, if you think about it, this is about the most heinous crime known. So yes, everyone in the industry is doing their best and their utmost to catch the distribution of that material and obviously to catch those who are distributing it.
Is the technology reaching the point where we might be going some great distance to tackling the problem? And is this story evidence of that?
I think it is. I think that we cannot, though, just go, oh, good, then this issue is now dealt with. Because I think, obviously, there are other ways in which you can send child sexual abuse images through, you know, a direct live link, for instance. You can use text messaging. There's all sorts of different ways. So, no, this problem remains with us. And if anything, it gets more problematic as the technology itself advances.
Are people working on technological solutions to the problem of the text message or the live link?
My understanding is yes, they are. And I know that the National Center here in Washington, as well as the Internet Watch Foundation and CUP in the UK, they're all linked internationally as well to try and pick up this kind of activity.
Stephen Balcom is the founder and CEO of the Family Online Safety Institute. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Thanks again for having me.
We reached out to Google, and a spokesperson confirms the company doesn't scan for general criminal activity.